Now, the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has unveiled plans for a new digital ID system which will be held on people's phones. The ID will become mandatory as a way of proving someone's right to work. Supporters of the scheme say it will clamp down on people working illegally and make it easier for others to access services. Speaking in London this morning, the British Prime Minister said the scheme would be in place by the end of this Parliament.
We do need to know who is in our country. Our immigration system does need to be fair if we want to maintain that binding contract that our politics is built on. Otherwise, it undermines trust, undermines people's faith that we're on their side, and their belief that the state can and will work for them. And that is why today I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this Parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
That was Keir Starmer speaking earlier. However, Sinn Féin has called the measure an attack on the Good Friday Agreement. Cathal Mallaghan is the party's MP for Mid Ulster and he joins us now on the line. I know this isn't the first time that this sort of ID has been proposed. It's been in the ether for several years. So what's your objection to it?
Well, as you know, citizens in the North under the Good Friday Agreement have the right to be Irish, the right to be British, or the right to be both, if that's what they choose. And using a card like this, which has now got the name the Brit card, is not something that almost half the population here would want to be associated with. It's an affront to our civil liberties, and it's something that all the parties here are united in opposition to.
Nowadays, though, people carry all sorts of digital ID, like their banking details, say. So would this really be that different?
Yes, I think it would. And I think taken into context, the common travel arrangement, which is unique to people who live in Ireland, that in order for you to continue to work in London or any of the other places where Irish people travel to, or even in my constituency where many people have come up for the numerous manufacturing jobs, that you would have to have one of these Brit cards would be very, very offensive to them.
Can I ask you about that and how it might work? Because there is a bit of confusion about this today. I mean, have you any idea how the introduction of this ID system would affect people who, say, live in the South but work in the North, or indeed someone who wants to go and work in England or Scotland or Wales?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head whenever you talk about confusion. And even whenever Keir Starmer's frontline ministers are coming out to try and explain what this process is involved, they don't have any of the answers at this stage. It feels like a rabbit out of the hat. He's under considerable pressure because his leadership is in doubt. And for most people, especially where I live, the problem isn't about having identity. The problem is about poverty. The problem is about the delivery of services. And I think if the Prime Minister really wants to deliver something for his Labour Party, delivering on services and investing in local communities would be far, far more important and more beneficial than starting to introduce these type of digital cards.
He said this morning that this would be introduced before the end of this Parliament, which could be three and a half years away. So is it likely that the difficulties will be ironed out by then, or do you see this being dropped?
No, I agree. The First Minister said last night that this was a ludicrous proposal. And as you said in your introduction, this has been rejected in the past. And I feel it's something that's going to be rejected again.
Cathal Mallaghan of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.